Essentially, since the defeat of the referendum last year, the government has gone to Europe and has got what it says are legal guarantees and clarifications on some of the issues that were of concern to the Irish public last year. Namely, one of the big issues in the campaign last year was the fact that every member state would not have a commissioner. The number of commissioners would be reduced to 15. But now the Irish government has got agreement that the number of commissioners will be retained at 27. There were also concerns expressed last year in Ireland about the loss of tax sovereignty, that Ireland would no longer control the level of tax that would be imposed. There were concerns expressed also in relation to abortion rights, in relation to military neutrality, and in relation to the rights of workers in an open market in Europe, where there was a fear that workers might be exploited or have their pay reduced by unscrupulous employers. So the government has claimed that all those issues have now been resolved, and it's on that basis that it's fighting the referendum campaign. Those who vote against it say that the changes that have been achieved have been very modest, that there are no legal guarantees behind them, that they haven't been inserted into the treaty, and they are maintaining the position that it's a bad treaty, that it centralises too much power to Brussels, that Brussels is an unaccountable organisation that does not respect the wishes of the European people, and they are fighting the referendum campaign on that basis.